president's trying to light a political fire. Lisa Brady, Fox News, bringing the message for his agenda to a firefighters union conference in D.C.
We made a lot of progress, but there's so much more to do. When you respond to a fire, you don't leave until the fire's out. Well, I'm telling my colleagues, don't leave till we finish the job. We got more to do. I'm determined to finish the job.
He's set to unveil his budget plan this week with an emphasis on reducing the deficit and protecting Social Security and Medicare. He also keeps urging Republicans to lay out a plan as they call for spending cuts and blame the Biden agenda for high inflation. A violent protest leads to more domestic terrorism charges in Georgia, where there have been confrontations before over what critics call Cop City, a planned training facility for police and firefighters. The police department releasing video footage the latest confrontations yesterday.
Things get violent pretty quickly at the site of the city proposed police and firefighter training facility, often referred to as Cop City. Protesters, many dressed in black, many with their faces covered, set construction equipment on fire and throw large rocks, bricks, fireworks, and Molotov cocktails at police.
Fox's Charles Watson in Atlanta, where 35 people were detained. 23 of the protesters arrested have been named, and only two are from Georgia. Others are from states including Wisconsin, Utah, and Colorado, and one is from France. A multi-state, multi-year investigation breaks up a drug trafficking ring in Pennsylvania, where unsealed indictments show 57 defendants charged with violating federal drug and gun laws, most of the suspects from Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Arizona. Prosecutors say the FBI has seized more than 2 million fentanyl pills and more than 400 pounds of meth in what began as a probe of a violent street gang operating in western Pennsylvania in 2018. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Which surprised Thomas and friends as well as American Girl already maintains an extensive public program. Mattel's new imprint, which does not yet have a name, will complement those from the toymaker's publishing licenses and will include books in print, electronic and audio formats, as well as digital content.
Fox's Hillary Barsky and Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.